You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong. New last name. You know, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to just keep going in crazy faith. That's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to just keep going in crazy faith because that's what you have to do. Sometimes you just have to let everybody know, including the enemy that tries to seed doubt in what God already promised me. God already promised it to you. So don't let nobody, not the enemy and not anybody that he tries to use, make you doubt what you know you heard God say. So what's up, y'all? Welcome to this Saturday edition of On Assignment by God. I'm coming off of a very tired birthday celebration for my daughter yesterday. It was phenomenal. Thank you to everybody who shouted her out on Facebook and Instagram. I made a post. You can find that over at Fun Strong James on Instagram or on my Facebook. That's my personal Facebook page, personal Instagram. You know, if you want to follow me personally, you can go on over there and do that. Especially over on Instagram. Now on Facebook, I might be looking like, who is this? And I'm not about to accept this friend request. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. You got to be careful who all you be, you know, putting on your little friends list. But anyway, you can also follow On Assignment by God over on Instagram and on Facebook as well. So I'm coming off of this hot, like, y'all, we had so much fun yesterday with my daughter. And she went on a shopping spree, and we also wrapped up the night with milkshakes. I'm talking about decadent milkshakes. I'm talking about I only took like 4 or 5 squeegs on the straw, and then I had to put that thing in the refrigerator because it was so freaking sweet. I'm like, oh my gosh, how much sugar is in this? Like, I need to dilute the milkshake. Probably need to put some milk in it or something. But anyway, it was a phenomenal time. And I'm just so thankful to God that he allowed us to have favor in the stores with the different places we went. You know, we had to mask up, pandemic still going on. But even during a pandemic, God is still good. Come on, somebody. My son even said that. He was like, why are the quarantine pandemic birthdays turning out to be better than our normal birthdays? And I was like, huh, isn't that something that God is still in control? God is still good. God is good. Forget the word still. God is good no matter what is going on, no matter what we are faced with in this world. And speaking of this world, let me just tell y'all what the Holy Spirit said to me this morning as far as making plans, making all the plans in the world. Let's talk about it. So I don't know about y'all, but have you ever made all the plans in the world? I'm talking about you made plans to go on a cruise. You made plans to go on vacation. You made plans for your birthday. You made plans for everything. You planned what school you was going to go to, what city you was going to live. You just made all these plans, right? But then things went totally different than you planned. You ever thought about how a lot of the plans that we make typically don't go how we think they're going to go? You always find yourself saying, you know, it didn't quite go as planned. I thought it was going to be more like this, but it didn't quite go as planned. And that's not to say that the plans were bad or the outcome was bad or what ended up happening was bad. It's not to even suggest that. Now, sometimes things don't go as planned and they end up going in a whole different direction that you weren't pleased with. But sometimes, a lot of times, things just go differently than what you thought in your head that they were going to go when you were making those plans. And you know why? You know why that is? You know why things don't go as planned? Proverbs 16 tells us why. So we're going to jump right into this so we can hear from God exactly why we can make all the plans we want, but He still determines our steps. Now, before we talk about the scriptural Bible study, which is Proverbs 16, I hope you are keeping up with the scriptural Bible study. I want to share with y'all what the Lord told me this morning as I was sort of kind of in my feels. This is like a portion of the podcast where I really don't like to be transparent, but I'm going to be anyway because I just have to share the conversation that me and the Holy Spirit had. So I woke up this morning feeling a bit anxious. Now, it might have been from all that sugar I had at the milkshake bar with my daughter's birthday. But anyway, I woke up feeling a bit anxious. And it was feeling anxious about my future. Of course, I prayed about it. And then I tried to find relief in reliving words that I had heard. I tried to find peace in words that I had heard from other people. But God had to remind me that I can't expect other people to always recognize the value that He's placed in me. I can't let other people's words give me peace. He said to me, "Fun, you're so valuable. Nobody can fulfill your desires like I can. You're my masterpiece. You're mine. And only my words can fulfill you and have that lasting impact on you." Now, as I sat there in prayer, I really felt like I wanted to cry a little bit, to be honest with y'all. I said, "Lord, help me not to be so anxious about my future or regretful about my past mistakes that got me to where I am right now." I mean, because sometimes, you know, when you start thinking too much, you overthink. And then the enemy will try to use your past to make you feel regretful or shameful or whatever. But while I was in my feels, check this part out. I read Proverbs chapter 16. And that's when the Holy Spirit gave me peace through a few of the verses that really stood out to me. Even the hope words from my Tony Evans Study Bible were neatly placed in between the scriptures to give me hope. Let me tell y'all something. When you open your Bible with expectation, God will give you everything you need. Like everything you need. I'm telling you, I was feeling some kind of way. But when I opened my Bible, hope words right there in the middle of the Bible study that we're on. Hope words right there. The hope word says, "God has your tomorrow covered. Even though you haven't been there yet, He's got the plan." Between the hope words, y'all, and the scriptures that I read, I realized even more that I needed to press into trusting God this morning. Like I needed to just press in, like these feelings, I needed to not allow these feelings to overtake me, but to press in to trusting God more. See, the feelings that I had were the precursor to doubting that my situation could change in an instant. Because I know after we studied Acts before we started studying Proverbs. So I know already that God can change things suddenly and in an instant. And He wanted me to know this morning. He said, "Yeah, Fun, you can make all the plans you want, but I determine how all of it goes. I get to determine how all of this goes. You can make every plan to be married tomorrow, but I determine how all of it goes." And the thing is, y'all, I do trust God with all of it. I really do trust God with all of it. But I know the enemy wants to see doubt in my mind by reliving words I heard, or more so, words I haven't heard. He wants me to doubt that God knows the plan He has for me. He wants me to doubt that. He wants me to doubt Jeremiah 29:11, but I'm not doing it. I know God knows. I know that God has a plan for me, plans to give me hope, plans to give me a future. You know what I'm saying? A Jeremiah 29:11 kind of plan. But in reading the word this morning, the wisdom in Proverbs 16 also won out as well. So while I was kind of in my feelings this morning, I was in the right position to hear from God. I had my Bible open, and in that position, I began to feel peace when I read Proverbs 16. So here's some of the wisdom that I got and that I needed so badly while I was reading Proverbs chapter 16. When I commit my activities, all of them, to the Lord, He will make everything I do succeed. Y'all, when I commit everything I do to the Lord, He will make everything I do succeed. Come on, that's wisdom right there, right? And it's encouragement. It's like, okay, everything that I'm doing, every conversation that I'm having, every person that I'm interacting with, every thought, if I commit it to the Lord, He will make everything I do succeed. What else did I get from reading Proverbs 16? Being loyal, faithful, turning from evil, and the fear of the Lord, that's the atonement for sin. When I get up every day, my goal is to be loyal to God, to be faithful to God, to repent from all evil things, and to fear the Lord. Those things, those are the things. That's the atonement for sin. Like, I can't repay the Lord for what all He's done for me, but what I can do is be loyal to Him, be faithful to Him, repent from anything that I've done that's not like Him, and fear Him, have reverence for Him, reverence enough that I fear Him. This verse right here, this is the verse right here that just really, like, oh, I don't know. I can't even, this is the verse. Listen, I can plan all I want, but the Lord still decides where my steps will take me. I can make all the plans I want, but the Lord still decides where my steps will take me. He's prepared everything for His purpose. So the Lord is orchestrating everything. Like, you can make all the plans you want, but the Lord's still going to decide where your steps going to take you. Wisdom is better than gold. Understanding is better than silver. Arrogance and pride straight destroy me. Them two things right there, which they are like one and the same, really. But arrogance and pride will destroy me. If I pay attention to what I've been taught in God's word, I'll succeed. I'm blessed when I trust in the Lord. I'm blessed when I trust in the Lord. I'm blessed when I trust in the Lord. Sometimes you have to just keep saying it, y'all, just for it to just take root in you. I'm blessed when I trust in the Lord. And finally, we make our own decisions, but the Lord alone determines what happens. You notice that was literally the theme in Proverbs 16. Like, there were a lot of other things said too, and I hope and pray that you read the entire chapter of Proverbs chapter 16. But that was the theme. Basically, you can make your own plans. You can make your own decisions, but the Lord God alone determines what happens. So after reading and studying Proverbs 16 and pressing my feet more into the solid words written in Jeremiah 29:11, I have peace about my future. God knows the plans. And guess what? I'm secure in that knowing. Well, that wraps up this Saturday morning's episode. Y'all, listen. So sometimes you can enter into the prayer closet, wake up, you know, all up in your feels. But I'm so glad that I just go to God first. Like, I don't try to call nobody. I don't try to, you know what I mean? And this morning, though, what's interesting is that I was all in my feels, and I tried to, like I was saying earlier, I tried to think of things that other people had said that would make me feel better about how I was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Where you try to think like, well, this person told you you're beautiful, or this person told you you're so great, or this person said this, and you try to think about what a person said. And God wanted me to know, girl, don't listen. No man can fulfill you. No man can fulfill you, but I can fulfill you. My words can fulfill you. You need to relive my words. And the only way we can do that is by opening his word and reading them and studying them and allowing them to take root up in you. Like, you know, what's that? There's like a chemical, what is it called? Man, I'm drawing a blank right now. But basically, like, when you go on social media to see the likes or to see the comments, or you like get this certain feeling. Is it dopamine? I don't know, y'all. It's a chemical high that you get from being on social media a lot, and you become reliant upon people liking your pictures or making a comment on your post. It's like you feel high from that, right? You get a high from that. And I just believe the Lord is just letting us know today that, hey, none of that will sustain you, but I can sustain you. My word can sustain you. My love for you can sustain you. Woo! Y'all, I just felt that one right there. He's like, they can like you, but I love you. My love is unfailing. Woo! Y'all, Okay. Let me get into these assignments, because I can go all off on a whole nother episode right now. But let me give y'all these assignments. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what scripture gives you peace about your future? Is there a scripture that you go to or stand on? Mine is Jeremiah 29:11. But after reading Proverbs 16, now I can add Proverbs 16:33. Where it says, we make our own decisions, but the Lord alone determines what happens. And when you trust in God alone, you ain't got nothing to worry about. And that's pretty much the wrap up or the result that I feel today from just digging into God's word. It's like, okay, I may have had all these plans in my head or these thoughts of how I thought things were going to go. And I may be feeling some kind of way when I wake up, but trust God, because he's going to determine. He's already determined what happens. Like, it's already decided anyway. It's already done. And so if he's giving you a promise of what, you know, something's going to be, if he's giving you a promise for a child, if he's giving you a promise for a wife or a husband, if he's giving you a promise for, I don't know, a business or whatever it is, if he's giving you a promise, then you can trust that that's what it's going to be. When the Lord says what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. We can make plans. We can think, you know, all these different things, but God decides everything. He alone determines what happens. All right, y'all, that's it for today. Oh my goodness, who's gonna go back to sleep after the podcast? Me, probably. Oh man, my daughter, I'm telling you, we shopped until we dropped yesterday. So I'm excited to let this Saturday be a day of rest, even though she still has money left and probably has a plan for me, right? I'm up here talking about plan. But listen, I'm gonna tell her what I got from from my reading this morning. You can make all the plans you want, honey, but God still decides. I'm gonna use that on her, y'all. All right, y'all, share this message, share this podcast, share the blog, go to onassignmentbygod.com, leave me a message on Anchor FM. You know all the different things. Stay in contact with me, and for sure, keep on listening and keep on reading. Okay? All right, y'all. I'll talk to you on Monday.